pop bomb for us too, I think.
No, he wasn't. He used to come to Akiako in the fall.
King was
fall.
Before pop bomb, I think.
Yeah,
and he said he was.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one that was spying.
I remember
Mom
talking.
Or his son was. Because I'm going to come.
I don't remember anybody before King, since of King.
No.
With but there was a priest that used to come around.
With
McLeod,
a priest, or was he a school teacher?
You have to tell me that he was shot. You tell me he was a priest, but he used to
oh,
run.
Oh, yeah.
She was quite she was married with
oh, Clay Bob. Yeah, there was a Clay Bob.
That was after we moved to Akka.
Your relatives, I guess. Peter,
before those, after Father Sarah. King died, then
Lubawa.
Lubawa.
After Cecil
I don't know, I didn't know Lubawa.
Clay Bob.
Yeah.
I knew Vera.
Vera was better.
With Silly.
Willie.
With Willie Pete, yeah. With Lubawa and Carla, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she married? Who was she married to? Who was she married to?
Lubau?
Willie Pete?
Oh.
No, that was Vera.
Vera. Lubau, she went out in the... He was the cover.
Did they leave before they found before the baby died?
Now you
McLeod.
She went out with them. They adopted her. Never heard anything about her no more.
When was that?
Geez, I don't remember. Maybe 38, 39.
I can't hear a word from what you say. I keep moving on.
I can't hear either.
I was born in 39.
So was that nurse with the German doctor?
I don't know. She never said, but she just always.
Special word that they used for us by, or like someone that was an outsider like that would come to the village? And
I guess when they had the war or something, they some certain people we learned that were coming through the villages as spies.
Oh, so you just called them outsiders then because you didn't know they were spies?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't know, only the Robert von Seeley was a mailman on a boat, came around the island twice a month, and he's the one who told the people if there was somebody acting like a priest. And then I told him that he married two people in Alistair. Junior was one of them, and Catherine McFay was. Catherine McFay to Rufie, and then Dunya to Little Shorty. What was his real name?
Gabrilla.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Shorty, only when I know.
I don't remember it.
So were they married in Alatak?
Yeah, in the little church they had in Alatak. And then they didn't want to wait till fall, I guess, because we were all in Alatak working.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pulled Catherine and Dunya off from work and married them in the church in Alistair.
Did they have to get married again after they found out that the priest was not a real priest?
In church, yeah. Mm-hmm. In church they had to, because in Zulu, like us too, Robert Van Sealy married us on the Suyak. Me, Margie, and it didn't show, and then we got a letter from Juno and said, how come you're not recorded as being married and children? And we got birth certificates, and then we don't have your married record. And then we had to get married again. Dude and I had to go into, so we have license. No, not Dunya, Margie and I had to go to Kodiak and go get married in court, because the priest wouldn't come until fall. So our kids will have legal name, because our record didn't show that we were married. Juno didn't have.
Robert used to have some drunken marriages.
Must have.
Yeah, just for money, Robert used to marry people.
Walter, Gusta, were altar boys here. And he said, I was scared. You have to do everything right. You can't touch his hair. Scared, and then Kadila fine. Kadila fine. And Walter had that he had his clothes in his right side. Then we have to pray, but he's supposed to pray. He didn't know how to do it, so he started praying.
It must have been Bishop Gregory then. He was kind of young then.
Yeah, we were all kids.
After not long after we moved to Akea.
It was really incredible how the marriage traditional ways were in the villages, because I think the last traditional marriage I've seen was my husband and me, where there was a double marriage at the time, and my grandparents, I was too young to even remember my own marriage day, but anyway, my grandparents and the other people that got married, we sat in the same table, dinner table, and the guests, and they would talk to one another, like, you know, my grandparents would talk to the other married godparents and ask in their language, well, what do you think about this in their language? And I think that they said, Angula! Isn't that what he used to say, Grandpa? He said, Angula, kayo meo nagune, you know. He said, what do you think about this? And they would talk to each other. He said, I think this in their language, I think this is too sour. Korka! So we would kiss. Not sweet enough. So they would say korka again until they go, oh, okay, it's sweet enough.
Then they go nam nam nam.
Yeah, then they go nam nam nam.
Yeah.
So during that time, we sat on one serving table, three servings, the whole village sat in a table till everybody was served in the village. And believe it or not, we sat there sober at the time. Well, I was pretty young, but anyway.
Yeah, the reception was at my house. Mm-hmm.
At my auntie's house, yes. And we started early because the village had to be served. So those were, that was how the village marriage was taken back then, when they spoke to see, you know, how our marriage was going to take place and how it's going to be in the future, from just by talking. Okay, I think it's going to be okay by the way we kissed. So it was really awesome the way.
I mean, isn't it then too that the in-laws would sit across from each other and talk back and forth,
yeah,
and name the in-laws, like you and Fred, and then your dad and, was it Nastasha?
Mm-hmm.
They gave you guys names. See, I remember that when...
Mm-mm. Andrew and
Dad.
I know it had to be somebody.
It had to be Iluhax.
Yeah.
It was Grandpa and Anastasia, his grandma.
Uh-huh.
They were talking across each other.
I remember watching them and hearing them talk about that, giving them names.
Then they would ask the man's parents if they were satisfied, and then they would ask the lady's parents if they were satisfied,
mm-hmm,
with that given name.
Ukwachungak,
Ngawachungak, and all that.
My
name was given to me by my grandma, so they gave me Ukwachungak. And then my husband's name was given, I don't know where.
From
my dad,
Nastasha.
Mm-hmm.
Nastasha and them. And they asked Fred, and Fred was satisfied with it, and so they named him Ngawachungak.
Which means?
Son-in-law, I guess.
Son-in-law.
Okay. Did you get an
daughter-in-law?
Daughter-in-law.
Was it with big?
You know, they used to call each other like and the Farsaviches and my parents were Iluhaks, which were cousins, and that, and they could talk any way to each other, you know, and that's why they chose those two to talk, but they never made up their minds unless they talked to each parent. And I didn't understand when they asked me a question. I guess so. It's good for me. You know, they were asking me if they liked the name Ngawachungak. I said, yeah, I guess so. Then I asked my mom,
what does it mean?
You know, why did they ask me? I said, you're the in-law, and that's your daughter. That's what you're going to call him.
Jenny, what is Ngawachungak?
Ngawachungak.
Ngawachungak.
Bossy.
Oh, big.
No.
Big.
Ngawachungak.
Sometimes Chinook could be a negative too, Chinook.
Ngawachungak.
The young and the old, I guess.
Ngawachungak, that's a name too when they get married. Ngawachungak, Ngawachungak.
Chinook is large.
Ngawachungak is a name too for son-in-law.
There's no Ngawachungak.
No.
What she say?
Never heard of it.
What she say?
See, the last one I could remember. Either when Jeannie and Billy got married, or when Ralph and Sharon and Bobby and Olga got married. It was the last time I remember.
You remember, yeah.
That there was the names exchanged. That was...
It wasn't exchanged, it was given.
Well, given,
yeah.
Never.
No, from the...
That's the last marriage that I remember that was a true elliptic wedding.
And they couldn't give Sharon a name because her parents weren't there.
Yeah.
So they... Danging Wahwahalukin na. So they made somebody to be there for her mother.
Standing
in for her mother.
Yeah.
And grandpa was the one that was talking, and they couldn't give her a name because her parents weren't there.
Well, that was a big thing in those days.
Mm-hmm. And then they had to agree with each other, you know, asking, is this good, is that good, and everything.
Yeah.
But both of them, they couldn't make up their minds because the mother-in-law wasn't there to name Ralph. And then the Sharon's mother wasn't there to agree. But grandma and grandpa were the ones that had to agree besides her.
Didn't Nastasha...
She was the...
Part of it too?
Yeah, she was talking
Sharon's
to...
Grandpa.
She was talking to grandpa. They were making the decisions. But they couldn't make a decision until they agreed with it.
And that was, what, 27 years ago, 28 years ago, that was the last thing I really remember where we used that. I should like to bring it back.
I think I did that for Phyllis and Roland when they did theirs at the school a little bit. I shared with them how it was.
I did in Akiak for the last marriages they had. For Algan Bobby and
Algan Bobby
and Mitchell and Judy's son not too long ago. And lots of them. Linda's girl. My grandson David Jr.
But they don't do that no more. I never hear them say, like in my time, my younger age time.
Do you think it makes a difference where the marriage takes place to?
The reason why at home they always ask me that so it won't die. They still want to use it, and then they want the younger ones to still remember what we did. And I remember when they did that. And then...
Florence, what do you mean? Does it make a difference where you're, what place you're getting married? Like when you said...
I think it's a more familiar setting.
Yeah.
You know? Like Akiak and then Old Harbor too.
And it's kind of
easier to carry the tradition.
Because it's kind of hard here in Kodiak to try to get the people together and have them do that. It makes it real hard.
The hardest part is the parents are not there, most likely. Plus, the great uncles and great aunties are not here to make a tradition like our time.
Well, here too, it's not two partners are not allotted. There's a lot of more mixing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the non-parents would not participate in that kind.
They would not understand it. It would take us all night to explain. So they just let it go. That's the way I see it.
Unless you really wanted to have a traditional marriage, then you'd set it up ahead of time.
Exactly.
That
would express it.
Oh, boy, that was the fun part.
The person that you're going to be talking to, mainly, they'll be asking questions. Just to me, you know, when he up
that would set it.
And then those iluhaks. Iluwak ulkak nutan kiu takau to the telling.
In a bachelor party, they have this.
They never did. They just separated them.
No homebrew, nothing.
They had the brides go to the moms, and the groom go to their parents and let them stay overnight before they got married.
Before it used to be 3 nights and. No, they don't.
I never see it anymore. And if either one that's getting married, a lady or a man, the parents would come to the village where they're getting married, because they can't, as then, you know, they can't make decisions.
Bring a stripper with them, huh?
I don't think they did that.
Well, maybe we should take a break because we're overdue for one, so you can get up and stretch your legs.
Finally. That's why we used to like to go to him, but this is the story.
So all the women would have gotten together. Now, would they do that for the men too?
The men did it themselves.
And they would put that lard on his face?
Maybe they didn't want him to feel up to each other.
I think so. And then that's going to be your mother-in-law.
Come on, Kathy.
You should have a miyako. Don't remember, nothing happened at the time.
It could mean several things, though. It could mean several things.
And nothing is written about it at all, anyway.
I was passed here this morning. I wonder if my cars were here.
Well, we were hoping we could ask some more questions. You guys are talking about marriages, right?
Yeah.
Good subject, because we're going to ask some more questions about it. And I think you guys were kind of talking about it, but maybe you could share with everybody. One of the questions we were wondering is, we talked about this marriage ceremony itself, but what about what happened at the reception? What about the events, what happened leading up to that?
It was before marriage. Mary was telling us about it. It's very interesting what she had shared. It's just awesome. She was saying that when before the marriage, that they would initiate the daughter-in-law before they got married, kind of like a bachelor party maybe, but there was, I don't know what the significance was, but she seemed to recall that ladies would get together with the future daughter-in-law, and they would gather together, and they would have a bowl of oil, whether it was, she remembers Crisco, but it could have been seal oil or other oil, and the daughter-in-law would leave the house, and the ladies would run after her around the house, and then when they caught her, they would rub her with the oil on the face. But she doesn't recall what the significance was. That he came up with a couple of significance, maybe to gain respect from the family by doing that, as a how we would say in our language is not to act stuck up. So maybe bring them down. That would be one, but
what would happen if they didn't catch them?
They'll just keep going till they
catch
them.
Keep on going until they catch them, I guess.
I was about 6 years old then, I think, when I remember it today. Came back when you guys were talking.
I really like that story.
Did they do that with the men too?
Yes, the men would do it. The women couldn't be in there with them.
I looked at that.
Well, at our place, yeah. Then after that's done, when they know the priest's coming, the men families would get together and have a big dinner before the wedding to get to know each other.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. How interesting.
Did you know about that?
So did they have bridal showers then? Was that kind of like a bridal shower?
Maybe it was like that.
Did they give gifts to the couple that was going to get married? Does anyone remember anything like that?
I remember they used to give.
Oh yeah, they give gifts.
No, I just remember that they used to have tea party for them to get together and know each other. When they find out that they're going to get married, then they plan all that before the priest gets there, who their witnesses are going to be, and like they some called it witnesses, them, their witness, bride and groom's witness.
Was there any kind of special superstitions that people would follow before the wedding to make sure everything went good?
No, I never heard of it.
Would the folks pick the...
I don't...
The husband and wife for them?
I don't remember. I was just...
Some of them, they did.
Yeah. Because my mom was a mixed marriage.
Yeah.
First one.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about that, Jenny, a Lutitstun? You don't have to.
It takes long.
All I know is I had to get married.
About how old were you?
17, after Irene was born. They said I have to have a husband because I had a child. Mm. The rest I don't know.
I was 15 when I got married, and before my 16th birthday, my baby was born, a few days before. Same with my mom. A few days before she turned 16, I was born in September. Too. It was my mom, 22nd, me, the 18th, and Vera, 14th, September. Three generations. We tried to make it four with Vera's first daughter, Jeannie. But she went overdue and she was born in October.
But Mom, don't you think that Grandma and Grandpa chose your husband so that he could provide for you?
No, Grandpa and Grandma didn't choose my husband. The village of, a person from village had
Which
chosen.
Which village chose your husband, Mom?
Akiak. He was the Shakashik.
Why did they want you to get married?
So someone could take care of my child, help me take care of the child.
So it's kind of a successful matter for you, supposed to be.
They talked to Mom and Dad first, my mom and dad. If they agreed, if they didn't agree, I would have never married.
So did he talk to you in English at all, Mom?
Sometimes he used to talk a broken up English. He most likely talked in Aleut after he learned I talk, could understand.
So how did this happen? He was from Old Harbor.
When the priest came around, they had a meeting. That was the first they ever did. And I didn't know Father Gromov.
It couldn't have been Gromov.
Couldn't be Gromov.
Gromov came a lot later.
No, years Father later, Gromov came. Maybe his Timoshin. A teacher like
It would have
after.
It would have to be the early 50s. You guys remember who the priest was?
We were married in 1955.
No,
that's your mom, that's your second marriage.
Second marriage.
Earlier than that.
Oh, this was in 48.
Yeah. Could have been Gromov.
I don't remember
his
who
dad
the
was
priest,
a priest
was.
Oh, his
there.
Dad
yeah,
was
his
a
dad
priest.
Was
too.
A priest.
Oh.
I don't remember the priest, but I do remember they had a meeting with my parents, the chief of the village, and I didn't even think anything. Just told me that I have to be home, and I said okay. And then when they came, Mom wouldn't speak, but Daddy was just mumbling and everything. I didn't know what he was mumbling about. And then there was a Nick Phillips and Simeon Agnot. They wanted to see me. I said, oh, what did I do wrong? And that's when they told me. I said, from Old Harbor? Oh, I didn't want to get married from Old Harbor.
I didn't.
He was pretty old.
Because I didn't know who he was.
But he was much older than you, too.
Oh, yes, younger, he was 10 years older than me.
10 years older. Mm.
Computer
yeah,
marriage.
Yeah, even more than that.
Maybe more than that.
More than that, I think.
Yeah.
It's like a computer marriage.
But he was originally from Woody Island.
Was he an elliptic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he spoke
yeah.
a lot of
yeah.
Russian,
yeah.
too.
Russia.
And I used to tell him, if you want to speak to me, speak to me in English or Aleut, because I don't know Russians.
Yeah.
He had a
kind
of curly hair. I remember it.
Yeah. What was his name?
Pete
Kahutak.
I thought I was young when I got married.
They used to let us get married when we were so young, and they meant older.
My dad picked my man for me, and I didn't know.
Their days were different than ours. We married who we wanted.
Good. No
married us on the Suyak and running around like a 10-year-old kid.
Trying to think who the priest was at that time.
Mom, Nick said maybe Papa.
Maybe Papa.
Could have been.
Because my dad was still alive.
Popoff was here in the 50s.
40s.
He was kind
Sturmer,
of short.
Too. There was a Sturmer.
Oh, Sturmer.
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 Yeah.
Sturmer.
Yeah.
Right.
Sturmer.
Yeah.
Sturmer.
Yeah. Sturmer.
Sturmer.
Well,
I
think
Sturmer
it was.
Married you and Tenafone, I remember. But Kathy was saying also too, Father Gromov's dad was a priest.
Yeah.
Also,
I don't think he was here though.
No.
His son was here.
Yeah.
But I don't think the dad was. Yeah.
Was
a young priest did marry Tenafone and I.
Could have been Gromov because he was young, but he was here back around then. Papav Angatria, Mushenani.
He
was big. Sturmer was big too, they were big. Sturmer had long hair. Papav was bald.
Yeah.
Must have been Sturmer then, if it was the 50s. Yeah.
Catherine, do you remember Glebov?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Glebov?
See, the priest used to stay at our house when they came to
Africa. Is he in Kina yet?
That's another one.
Kina is that young one.
Turgonsky.
Turgonsky,
he's still there.
Okay.
He looks the same.
Is he still there?
He has services in Nenelchik.
Oh. Okay, so that's where he is.
Yeah.
He lives in Kenai.
No.
No more?
Nenelchik.
Yeah. Kenai.
Oh,
he lives in Kenai. He drives to Nenelchik.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have to say, if anybody
Kina.
Wants to send him pants, please. He wears pants this short. Yeah. He's still the same. He's still nice. I've always liked him. Always liked him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
First
He still always looked the same.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
He used to like to go with the, come with the priests, send a formal.
He used to, most likely he used to have to, because
yeah.
this priest that used to come around spoke more Russian, and he used to
mm-hmm.
interpret for him. That's what I know.
You know, we all grew up with Russian singing. We all sang it.
Slavonic.
It used to be
nice.
Russian, now we have to say
nice.
Slavonic, I guess. That's how I say it. Yeah.
It was nice.
Shumi kashate gada tamachpem da achtachayagut. To meet them now, you don't even see them. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the bishop comes here.
Achtachayagut
to meet the bishop. Get our blessing. Now it's sad. You don't even know when they come anymore.
To rakun shumi te tashit. To avai natu kunatam shastansi natu kuloko.
We did once with one of them in Akyat, met
the bishop.
Oh, the bishop, yeah, when he came, took the flowers and the crystals.
Mm-hmm. It's so different anymore. Still? Losing Kami to the Tatra. Yeah.
I quit.
Mm-hmm.
Huila ilanga yo kuchtan kawai kasate kuta kata wai ranikloko.
And all the people that probably don't know would, you know, watch. And nobody thought what they think. We knew what we believe in was being done. But it doesn't happen anymore.
Kasak, chalima kasak kasukomintil kha. Hongo the elder one's kind and the younger ones. They just, well, how come you guys wouldn't meet the plane? So the priest was on there. We know he was coming. We have to go and greet him. Yeah. That was Father John.
Shumi chali babim babim gunda. 40 days agai we went akunada. We couldn't go to church for 40 days. And when we did go, we had to kneel 40 times.
Mm-hmm.
40 times. And now it's kind of sad. They go to church whenever. They don't wait for 40 days anymore. And you know, we believe in 40 days. I do. I'm an old fashioned person.
I still
believe in 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe in 40 days. They go whenever they feel like going, I guess. The priest allows that. And who are we to say that? That's not what we believe in.
Yeah,
and then when the girl started her period, you weren't allowed, they never went for 40 days either. We had a bridge in Carlock and we had to get to the other to the store. And when we started our period, we couldn't cross that bridge for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never asked questions. We never asked why. That's just what we grew up with, and that's what they let us do. And I still don't know why, but we never did. We never asked questions. We just did as our parents told us, and I tell my grandkids, I wish they would do what I tell them. Not what they're thinking because somebody else doesn't do it. You know, that's the problem. Nobody believes anymore. It's hard. Yeah.
Some of that too was, I remember when my aunt, she's older than me probably, older than you, or Nick, Holly. I remember, I think some of that was abuse when she first came into young womanhood. they had a fish camp, you know, a gillnet camp. They didn't let Polly stay inside the house with them. They built a little tent hook in the back of their camp so Polly wouldn't look at the water. Huh. I think some of that was abuse. Mm-hmm. It had her, you know, it treated like it was her fault.
Oh,
and she's, you know, it was not good. Mm-hmm. So when Polly grew up, she was pretty rebellious. Young lady, my aunt grew up, you know, she always fought against what her parents told her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it was pretty severe punishment when I was young, and she's a little older than me. But she was not allowed to leave the little shack back in the tent.
Yeah, because
they kept me in the pantry in my uncle's house.
It was abuse, huh?
He didn't let me go out. I have to set my head to go to church. And I think, boy, we must have been pretty poisoned. They wouldn't let us go. No.
But I wonder where that came from. Was it our Aleutic culture? Or
yes,
the
old
people.
It must have been Aleutic.
Oh, no.
Aleutic church.
No, they used to go hunt too much. They leave him in their hunting camp, their gun. Somebody would go warn them not to come home yet. Their wife just had a baby or a girl. And I thought that was...
So when, I guess
you
want
to say something?
Sean, would that be a Aleutic culture, what we're saying? You think
yeah,
that
isolation,
came,
yeah.
You think
isolation.
It came from us?
Mm-hmm. I have to disagree
right.
with that.
Actually, no, we do have an archaeological record that goes back thousands of years.
Yeah.
You have a village, and then you have a small chickshawk outside of the village
yeah.
where the young women having their first period were meant to go. They were secluded, and also for women having their children.
Okay.
And it's a tradition that goes back thousands of years
okay.
in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Based
yeah,
on
yeah.
the
yes.
not only the ethnographic accounts, but the archaeological record corresponding to the same thing.
Okay.
Because it was mostly because of men go hunting.
Hunting.
They didn't want them to smell like human blood because the bears will go after them.
Yeah. Well, a lot of cultures, I think, did the same thing all around the world. They had similar beliefs because it was thought that women were very powerful during that time, and because of that power, it could affect the men's hunting. And that kind of
up north, here, somewhere in up north, they do the same thing they did. Because
yeah.
I went to
well,
the training and they said,
I had fishermen. My mom told him, don't go hunting. If a bear is around, they'll chase you.
Mm-hmm.
And he went hunting, the bear chased him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did he learn his
he
lesson?
He had to chuck off the
cliff.
You know, things have changed so much. When we were starting our periods, we were 13 or 14. My goodness, now they're not even a teenager and they're already being a woman. I wonder how come they've changed.
Too active, maybe.
I don't know. It's just amazing. I'm surprised that some of the young girls that have had, and we never did till we were a teenager. I mean, in Carlook, I know that's what it was.
Too active now, I guess.
It's early anymore.
Early
it's what we eat.
It
could be everything from the foods that we eat nowadays to all the preservatives.
Achilam Natalia's like. They don't watch no more those things.
Because when I started, time had already changed, but they did. I thought I sat on a nail. I told my cousin I was swinging on a swing. And I felt something. So I went to the Nuznik outside. And I thought, gee, I must have sat on a nail. So I called my cousin, Kubuk, we called her. I told her, I think I sat on a nail. She said, how come? I said, well, my down there is yeah, bloody. So, oh, she laughed so hard.
Yeah,
she took me in the house, into our house, and they put me in the bedroom right away. They closed the windows, and I couldn't scratch with my fingernails. I had to use a stick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, well, I'm older now, but it didn't seem but that then that things had already starting to change.
How long were you kept in there?
They tried to keep me in there for 40 days, but my dad let me out. But it was dark in there. They closed the windows, and Julie's mom came to see me. I was her pet. And she told me that I'm a lady now. But, you know, I didn't know that. Because they never talked to us about periods or nothing before. Now the kids know.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Selma's young kids, they know. We never knew what it was until we started. And they still didn't say nothing. And back then they didn't have such a thing as pads. We'd have to use
Catherine. Huh? You want to say
that? No, I forgot. We knew Sugi, the Luan Tristan Hui, feel. I'm yelling off a Zijipa. Kiata Mitwa. Rayo Kinach Tachtwa. Ashkota. Aji Shagi Li. Ilini. Tristan Wak. Tachtuk, but you skitting a healing. But at that, not lose your pain of time. Yeah, I'm not much haka. He doesn't believe. He don't believe. He thinks that I'm. Yeah, but like when Kalumak nuht. Nuchter Fragot Usen Kamen when I was 13. Daddy got a with me, not cute, not Ritter Frag. 55 years, Rai with me. Rai with me, it that Frag. 96, Turuni, Umia, Chali, Chakperuni, Morjit. New topic could assure Frage, Daddy, assure Frage. Shujirutin, Kayilutin, because you know, mom and daddy were in their 90s. The Gungam Nook. So, I don't know if I want to live that old. 66 is bad enough. But every day, Ping Nap Tachtwa Chashin Pitta Triana.
There you are. Yes, how old she was.
66.
We didn't. We said you were 68.
Well, then. 66. I thought I was 63, and Sonny said you're 66. Somebody called and asked how old I was. I said 63. He told me 66.
Yeah. You're wise for your age.
Thank you. I hope I'm here at 68.
Do you have a question? Huh? Yeah, well maybe We've got about 15 minutes before we have to, that clock is fast, before we have to head over to the Shunack Tribal Council. So I was wondering if the ladies that sung for us at the last gathering would like to share a little bit of their songs.
Which one?
See, they're all excited. They've been waiting all day.
I know I haven't.
Well, maybe that church song is the one about the... My boyfriend is going away.
That wasn't the church song, it was a love song.
Oh.
But the church song was Christmas Love, Dan, starring song.
We could do both if you want.
Sing a starring song.
Slava Vishnenborgar, Slava. Mama wa wishnin wa wishnin borga ina zim lim li ina zim lim li tell a wish tell a wish tell a wish de blood a wale in the blood a three times outside before we enter the house. And then first night, always Nami Bog. Nami Bog, Razo Mitte, Yazetze, Razo Mitte, Yazetze, Razo Mitte, Christi bos denas, das vasia mero visitas oma, ne bois wisdom suja se yes, is doya wasakasa, de beklanim de sansa pravedi, yet te be waited this as that he was toko was for his love to be slava suisi naisi kamaduku ni nai pit nai wa wiki wika for men ahya karma na kagam nanu tanta mini piuka kaksu kwa khat Tali nunam khe kunam masku udikin umukde nu angura pide kluda sugur uzwis khakang lail ngok agayun Pin Christoph Nia Gayo Dama Kwa Guda Agernir Student Slump Duntan Riemen Us Women Espenun Nayang Achtu Good Majaman Bichu Luda Chali Uspetang Ramgan Kurtus Kami Ungalami Agayun and Ram Gunus Penun. There one is Bristol's first twin, a girl's diet is him. We're in a priest of Namo Prenosit. And Gillis Buster, Miss Slavia, Slavia. Was we sis to spes do yut put his wiz do yut nas barra de rodensa woodrocha mas the free wish nimble Nam radensya nas pasiti visi mameva yes kapite paite waspa tilike lavike darsistva tilike tilaspe Naposletni nam čas, radasnas, pastirem čendam, ja vil soj kve, desbojas tlebo vil so, angele se glasna, vope ope ras, Yurde is very poor. You see it really a glass now. But you see it really a glass now. Oh, this bodoche.
Make it over to the tribal council. Everybody's waiting for us. guys are the honored guests, so if there's anybody that needs a ride, please let me know and we can get somebody to give you a ride
there.
Nice.